previous incarnation, he had exhibited the opposite trait. As an Atlantean, he was very hard-headed and refused to leave with other immigrants despite predictions of catastrophes which destroyed Atlantis. He died in the destructions because of his false sense of self-assuredness. The soul had now incarnated in the 20th century, determined to change this pattern. Its approach was to develop a personality which experienced things from the opposite extreme, lack of certainty and assuredness. The reading said to him, "Thus the entity worries easily. As to that it doesn't know, and as to that it does know." Hopefully this kind of experience would lead him toward an appreciation for the middle ground and greater balance. In yet another example, Casey's reading told a man that he had been an executioner during the French Revolution and had gone about his work with an extreme attitude, total defiance of anyone who rose in protest or rebellion. Interestingly, in the most recent lifetime, his soul had moved to the opposite extreme, being extraordinarily sensitive to persecution in any form. This overly sensitive trait in his new lifetime was part of a process to rebalance himself from old karmic patterns. Notice that in all of these stories, the law of karma worked to reestablish an equilibrium. Of course, to get more than one reading from different psychics, don't assume that the lifetimes described in your first reading are necessarily accurate. If you find that several psychics describe a particular lifetime without your having given suggestions or clues, then you can accept the idea as more reliable. Also, be on the lookout for two other signs that the past life psychic reading is accurate about the past may get you overly focused on the previous incarnation, rather than make you better equipped to get on with your current life. To detect active past life influences, begin with childhood attitudes and behaviors. Often soul memories are very expressive in the early years of life as special interests or inexplicable fears. You may want to ask your parents or themselves, they don't prove anything about one of your previous incarnations. But you may be able to gain useful hints from this kind of questioning. The Casey readings also suggested that you may get insights about your own past lives from dreams. Not every dream is about a previous incarnation, but with greater frequency than you might expect, your dreams probably refer to your karmic patterns. Some past life dreams are literal recalls of experience.